This story comes from the Making Amends episode of Sound Effect, our weekend show. Here's Sound Effect host Jennifer Wing.
You're tuned to Sound Effect on 88.5 FM KNKX. And we're going to close out the show today with a story about kind of an uncomfortable topic, race. How can white people in America apologize to people of color for the discrimination they experience on a daily basis? How can they help? Natasha Marin would like white people to know that because of the color of their skin, they have an inherent advantage or a privilege.
Privilege is complicated because a lot of people hear the word privilege and they think about luxury. Privilege isn't about luxury. Privilege, and especially in terms of white privilege, it's about benefits and boosts that society affords to you simply because of your appearance.
Natasha is an African-American woman. She lives in Seattle. She's a writer and a visual artist. And she could see that with all of the horrible news having to do with police brutality, that her friends, white, black, and everyone in between, that they feel kind of stuck. You want to do something to recognize that these things are happening, that they've been happening forever. But where do you even begin without feeling awkward? Natasha, she saw a void and she created sort of a solution. It's a website called Reparations.
Reparations in the classical sense is about making amends, fixing something broken, healing something wounded, a reconnection where a disconnection has occurred. And so this project is about present day reconnections across racial boundaries and delineations. And the way to do that, in my opinion, is through leveraging privilege. So if you decide to participate in this social experiment called Reparations, you can either make an offering or a request. Offerings are made by both people of color and people who identify as white, and requests are made by people of color. Anything from, I will help you with childcare, maybe I want to vent to a stranger about how frustrating my job is, where I experience microaggressions every day.
Again, Natasha, she's not out to make any white people feel guilty. She wants white people to recognize that they have power. She wants them to use it, and she promises everyone will feel good.
When you're having a bad day and you manage to put aside your own feelings to help somebody else, you can fix your whole day. Like, your day can get better. And that's basically what I'm trying to do.
The Reparations website is getting traffic from all over the world. People are offering free tutoring in math, free therapy sessions, back-to-school clothes for kids. And lots of folks, they're asking for help too, which is harder to do. A woman in Georgia needs dental care. A woman in Virginia could really use a mentor to help steer her in the right direction. And a young man who just moved to Seattle is looking for a safe and affordable place to live. Karen Schwartz is a Seattle woman who's making an offering on the reparations site of custom teas and herbal remedies. She's white, and she's an herbalist. She owns a shop in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood called Sugar Pill. Karen remembers the very day when she first became aware of her white privilege. She was in the second grade in a suburb outside of New York.
We had a second grade teacher who was not a nice person by any means. It wasn't just about her being racist. She was just a really mean teacher. And we were required every morning to stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance and then sing the songs. And then there was like some other song that she made. I mean, she was horrible and she would bang on the piano. And every day we have to go through this crazy ritual, which feels sort of violent.
Karen couldn't do it. She would not sing the songs.
And I never got in trouble. She would point it out, but nothing bad ever happened to me. And then one day my friend Amy did the same thing. And
Amy, what's the color of her skin?
Amy was black. And Mrs. Chesterman dragged her out of the classroom by her hair. So I walked out of the class and I went outside and I sat out in the hall with Amy, because I was like, this is nuts. And Mrs. Chesterman's next gesture was to walk outside and hand me a carpet square to sit on so that I wouldn't move out of my place. But I was like, well, why doesn't Amy get a carpet square? You know, why is she sitting on the cold floor? And I'm like, I'm sitting on a carpet square. How did I never get in trouble? And Amy got in trouble, and not just in trouble, but humiliated. The only explanation for this is that I'm white and she's black.
Karen eventually lost touch with her friend, Amy, but she has thought about that day off and on throughout her life. It's haunted her. So when Karen heard about Natasha Marin's project, she instantly knew that this was something she wanted to do.
One of the deepest poisons in society that comes from oppression is disconnection, that we all go to our separate corners and try to be okay. And if your separate corner is a corner of privilege, then you have more possibility of being okay. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I don't know the nature of someone else's suffering, then how can I be a part of the answer?
Karen put an offer on the reparations site for herbal remedies and teas. 44-year-old Anastasia Renee saw it. Anna is black. She's a teacher, a performer, and a writer in residence at Hugo House in Seattle. She's also a mom. She has two sons. Anna decided to take Karen up on her offer. Karen fixed her a personalized tea, and the two women, they talked. They both opened up, and they had an honest discussion about race. Anna shared with Karen how stressful it is to be the mother of two black young men in America.
I am a black mom 24/7 for 21 years. And so when I see shootings, when I see injustices, when I see police brutality, when I see mugshots constantly, black boy, black man, that touches me in a way that is to my core because I go home to black men. And I shared that with Karen. And what I love the most about her response was that she felt me. And she took a moment and thought and said out loud, I can't imagine what that must be like. I can't even process how that must feel with all that is going on in the world. And just those two lines made me feel heard. It made me feel valued. It made me feel cared for. It made me feel different than when someone else is like, oh my goodness, I've read this horrible story in the news, and that's all their point of reference is for it.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. And then I say, I'm a black mom, and they go, ooh, that must be tough. And then we walk away and we talk about shoes. It was really nice to even have a moment of awkward silence in that, just sitting in that space. And she cried.
Did you?
I did, because it's real. Even when I leave Sugar Pill, that's the world I'm going into. I am taking tea while being a mom of black boys in America.
There were things that we discussed in that session that we might not have discussed if she had just stopped in the store at another time. There were vulnerabilities, there were truths, there were stresses, there were nuances of and facts of her personal pain that she put out in front of me in a very vulnerable way and trusted me to hold that story and to understand her suffering and to feel it. And I don't know that we would have had that exact conversation if it hadn't been in response to this invitation.
That's Karen Schwartz and Anastasia Renee talking about their participation in a project called Reparations, created by Seattle artist Natasha Marin.